The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab is putting together a puzzle. It's piecing together the history of ice on the Great Lakes. When it's finished, it'll have 30 years of specific data and a rough sketch of ice patterns over 150 years. Shipping companies will find an immediate use for the records to better plan the shipping seasons. But scientists are interested in something else. Although the ice records are incomplete right now, the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab has noticed one thing. The last few years have seen a lot less ice. Raymond Assell is one of the researchers involved in the project.
If we continue to have these relatively mild ice seasons, say for the next 5 years or so, then that would certainly indicate that we are under a new ice cover regime in the Great Lakes region. But it's much the problem as we have with trying to detect global warming. You know, once you can tell positively that you have it, you've already been in it for a while.
Assell is not saying global warming is causing less ice in the Great Lakes, but he says it does fit the scenario some scientists have predicted. In fact, an economist at the University of Chicago has studied how the Great Lakes region might be affected by global warming. Richard Kossiput says one obvious expectation is that there'd be less ice. That would be good news and bad news. There would likely be a longer shipping season because the ice wouldn't block the channels and the harbors. But Kossiput says because ice covers open water, it prevents evaporation. Less ice means greater evaporation. And the same weather that reduced the ice might mean less snowmelt. And ultimately, that all means lower lake levels, just like we've seen in the past few years.
Now, if that happens, then shipping is going to be adversely affected because some of these big boats barely squeeze in now. They've been designed to maximize profits. And if you have a declining Great Lakes level, there's some cost to be incurred there.
Most mainstream atmospheric scientists now agree that global warming is real. And Kossiput says researchers in other disciplines are also trying to assess the changes that might be coming. As an economist, Kossiput calculates the economic impacts could be great, something planners and builders around the Great Lakes should keep in the back of their minds.
I don't think we should spend huge amounts of money now trying to protect ourselves from this, but we certainly should be looking at them. And if we make long-run investments, like building a boat dock or looking at surfacing the shores of the Great Lakes, we should have these long-run impacts in mind.
Kossiput is most concerned about the effects on the lake's ecosystems. He says less ice and lower water levels might change fish species in the lakes, affecting ice fishing and the rest of the multi-million dollar sport fishing industry. At the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab, the scientists there have also been wondering about the possible effects on fish and wildlife if the trend of less ice cover continues. Raymond Assell says there are too many variables and too little data to make any solid predictions.
It's certainly going to have some impact, but it's very difficult to say exactly how it's going to play out in the entire ecosystem on the Great Lakes.
But not all scientists are quite as cautious in their approach as those at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. Other scientists say there are some assumptions you can make. Dan Lashoff is a senior scientist with the environmental group, the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says it's a pretty safe bet the reduction in ice on the Great Lakes is part of a global warming trend.
So along with reduced ice cover, the Great Lakes region can expect a range of other impacts, including reduces in lake levels, which we're also seeing in recent years, possibly decreases in the oxygen concentration in lake water that would reduce the productivity of the Great Lakes, and loss of habitat for a range of species that currently inhabit the region.
Lashoff says with most scientists agreeing on global warming, it's not too early to start planning now.
Well, I think it is sensible to anticipate the climate will continue to change. Of course, at the same time, we ought to be doing everything we can to reduce the pollution that causes global warming.
In the meantime, the scientists at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab are compiling Great Lakes ice maps from several sources and comparing them from year to year. They hope to soon be able to tell whether the current ice pattern is just a temporary weather anomaly or part of an ongoing warm-up of the planet's surface. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.